stand by. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference. IBM Tivoli Z-Secure Suite V1.10 enhances enterprise security. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In the teleconference, you'll learn how to enhance the security of mainframe systems by automating routine administrative tasks to help reduce costs and improve productivity, by monitoring and auditing incidents to help detect and prevent security exposures, and by seamlessly integrating with an enterprise-wide view of audit and compliance efforts. The speaker for today's teleconference is Glenda Cummings, Worldwide Senior Product Manager. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to Glenda Cummings.
Thanks. Let's go on to slide 2. And first, I'm going to do an overview of Z-Secure because there's a lot of folks on the phone who just now are becoming introduced to the suite. So bear with me if you're an expert in the product line. The Z-Secure suite consists of 7 individual products. It's a suite of mainframe tools that offers a full integrated solution to enable mainframe administration managers, security officers, and auditors to comply with regulations, prepare for and pass security audits, improve operational efficiency, reduce the chances of downtime as well. The security suite adds a user-friendly layer onto the mainframe that allows the easier administration and analysis of the mainframe and the security that's been defined within the mainframe. Many of today's IT staff have limited RACS management experience or are using out-of-date, homegrown tools. So controlling the power inherent to RACS is not an easy task. Z-Secure Admin addresses this issue in 2 ways. First, it makes even complex RACS administration tasks simple and intuitive, thus helping newcomers to ZOS and RACS security space deliver timely and accurate administration and administrative updates to the ZOS environment. Secondly, Z-Secure Admin identifies problems within RACS, such as missing or inconsistent definitions, allowing administrators to easily fix or prevent mistakes before they become an actual threat to security. Z-Secure Command Verifier enables you to prevent circumvention of security standards, thus preventing erroneous RACF commands and thereby increasing control and decreasing the security risk while having to do cleanup of security risk or those erroneous commands is a timely and costly task. Z-Secure Visual, which is the 3rd in the line of on the slide, enhances the efficiency and functionality of RACF by simplifying administration tasks through a user-friendly Windows interface. Now, Z-Secure CICS Toolkit makes it easy for the help desk staff to perform everyday user management tasks from CICS terminals instead of TSO ISPF screens. Thus, Z-Secure CICS Toolkit helps leverage the mainframe as a critical business resource by extending the RACF security database. If you have an application on the web server that communicates with CICS on the mainframe, your CICS application can use the advanced COBOL API capabilities in Tivoli Z-Secure CICS Toolkit to execute selected RACF security functions. Such functions could be such as verification of a user ID or password entered on the web interface against the RACF database, or even retrieval of information about a user ID and its privileges from the RACF database that gets passed on to the web application. Now, the web application can then use this information to configure the menu shown to the user. Using the security functions in RACF to control your web server and web applications. Now, by leveraging this sophisticated API, web applications can use RACF functions for security administration, authentication, and access control. Another added value of using RACF as the center of security is the auditability through the IBM Tivoli Z-Secure Audit. Now, Z-Secure Audit performs security analysis, event reporting, and system integrity analysis for mainframe sites that use ZOS and RACF. It highlights security that is important to system events and identifies inconsistencies that create security exposures. Once this information is collected, reports are automatically generated either in ZSecure Audit or they are transferred to Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager. Now, ZSecure Audit also works with ACF2 and Top Secret. ACF2 is the mainframe security product from CA, as well as Top Secret is the mainframe security product from CA. ZSecure Alert is the first truly comprehensive real-time monitoring solution for mainframes. Our mainframe experts have incorporated the experience gained in conducting penetration tests on customer mainframes into a threat knowledge base that alerts you of any activities you need to know about. Unlike other products, though, ZSecure Alert also detects malicious activity, even if it is not registered in the event log or an SMF record. ZSecure Alert compares real-time activity with recent patterns, allowing it to detect additional threats. ZSecure Manager for RACF ZVM is the seventh one in the family. It has a user-friendly layer onto the mainframe that enables superior administration coupled with audit capabilities for the ZVM RACF feature. It automates complex, time-consuming ZVM security management tasks with simple, one-step actions that can be performed throughout auditing capability by reading the RACF database. ZSecure Manager analyzes SMF records generated by RACF ZVM and providing user privileges from both RACF and the VM directory, plus supports ease of management and auditing of the Linux guest if they use RACF for authentication while running in the VM environment. Now, that's just an overview of the products to give you some general information on the products. Let's go into ZSecure 1.10. So let's go to slide number 3. The 1.10 release became GA on December the 12th, 2008. The new release affected only Command Verifier, Audit, Alert, Admin, Visual, and the TSIM Enabler for ZOS. The changes did not affect the CICS Toolkit or the ZSecure Manager for RACF ZVM. Slide 4, so let's get into the enhancements and changes, and let's move on to slide 5. I've broken the enhancements into 7 topics: admin and audit, visual, command verifier, the ZSecure Enabler, alert, as well as standard integration and documentation and maintenance. Now, moving on to the next slide, let's get into what 1.10 has added for admin and audit. Well, of course, there's the currency for ZOS 1.10, which included some characteristics that I'll go through in a little bit, usability and customization. The enhancements for admin and audit, I broke them out into 3 categories: the currency, the usability, and the globalization. Now, let me explain what I mean by currency. The ZSecure products must support changes that occur within System Z or ZOS and RACF. There is a new version, GA, usually end of second quarter to early fourth quarter every year. We have to maintain currency because of these changes within the operating system in RACF. New features for them means new features for admin and several of the other ZSecure products. One of the problems our customers have is the homegrown tools they've developed over the years. They have not kept them up to date with the changes that have happened over the years. And, of course, usually they're not documented, and they are costly to maintain. By us keeping current, it is more cost-effective to use ZSecure. So, that being said, we will now review the changes for admin and audit. I'm going to try to not get technical on the currency items, but to keep it high level. If you need technical information, please contact me individually. The RACF release shipped with ZOS version 1.10 allows users to define their own profile fields. These custom fields provide customers the capability to add information in Security Direct App, data that was difficult to provide before. This particular enhancement to RACF and Z-Secure has been one of the most requested new features from RACF users for years. RACF introduced further support for Kerberos in this new version. So naturally, Admin Audit and Command Verifier support the new administration of reporting on and manipulation via the RACF commands of this field. Z-Secure Audit was updated to provide reporting on the new PPT property. So what does that mean? Well, when this field is changed, customers will be able to verify the validity of the input to extend security auditing and monitoring as well. Now, there are several new classes added into RACF on this go-around of the new version. To extend security auditing and monitoring in the new RACF classes for, say, the PKCS token and Webster MQ, as well as CICS, have been added to Z-Secure. In summary, for currency, we have updated admin to provide administration for the new RACF capabilities and enhanced audit to monitor and report on these new capabilities and new features of the operating system as well. Like I said, if you need technical detail on any of this, please just let me know. Let's go to the next slide and let's talk about admin and audit and the changes that were done for usability. Inter-database communication changes in the RACF database release was shipped with 1.10. The RACF offline feature of Z-Secure Admin makes use of this to help prevent changes directed to an offline database from being forwarded to an active RACF database on a different system. So we now warn the user if the target database is incorrectly shared. Well, now that I have mentioned the RACF offline feature, I should probably explain it a little bit more. In Z-Secure 1.9.1, which was GA'd in March 2008, we introduced a new functionality called RACF offline. This feature allows a mirror of the RACF database to be built, changed, and audited to ensure security changes are modeled before changing the production environment and with no impact to the production system. This tool can also be useful in enabling RACF migrations. And a couple of other examples of the capabilities. It can be used in providing a simulated RACF environment to aid in migrations from other external security managers. It can be used in release-to-release RACF migrations as well. It can also be used in any required testing of SPEs or any new function or new combination of products without impacting normal production workload or running the risk of unexpected security results. So remember, the RACF offline is a tool for building a mirrored copy of a production RACF database, which will be available for tests without impact to the normal functioning of a production system. A very, very powerful tool. Now to enhancements on ZOS Unix. Z-Secure Audit has provided ZOS Unix auditing capability since before the product was ever called Z-Secure. But the user had a hard time finding the reports in the interface as they were kind of hidden or scattered together with other native ZOS functionality under a single report option, and scattered also out through the user interface. So in addition, there were only special purpose reports, and there was no capability in the UI to do a general user-defined selection. Now, with Z-Secure Audit 1.10, we provide a menu option to make the ZOS Unix reporting far more usable and made it a lot easier to use as well. It also provides a general selection panel. Several of our customers were very pleased to see this new functionality for Z-Secure Audit because it seems that more and more customers are using the USS environment under ZOS. Let's go to page 9, and let's talk about the globalization that we've done for DDCS. While globalization is an ongoing project that we are concentrating on for DDCS, there are thousands of panels within Z-Secure that could be translated. However, we worked with the Japanese market on where to start first. So, to start with, the NLS tables now support DBCS. For our Japanese customers, they can also select if they want to use the Japanese NLS table that's now provided. So it's optional for them. Here you will see an example at the bottom of this screen, an example of a translated panel. And as I said, there will continue to be more in future releases. Let's go to the next slide. Let's talk about what's new in visual. Well, it makes sense that since we added support for the custom fields in admin, that we should do so in Z-Secure Visual as well. So we did. But visual was updated as well to display some password-related settings, such as minimal password change and if mixed character passwords were allowed. Also, the help format was updated to have the current Windows look and feel, so the usability and the ease of use was much better for Visual. And don't forget that Visual works with Windows Vista as well. So let's go to the next one. Slide number 11. Let's talk about what's new and what we did with documentation. Now, as we all know, proper documentation for a product is very important. When a customer becomes unhappy with documentation and can't find what they're looking for, then they either open a PMR or they just get totally frustrated. So we're looking to enhance the documentation and taking suggestions from our customers as well. So as a result, we have restructured the documentation to reduce duplication by providing one messages guide for all Z-Secure products, and it is an unlicensed manual. Unlicensed, let me explain that a little bit, because unlicensed versus the manual being licensed means this enables easier downloads for our customers. We also introduced in version 1.10 of Z-Secure is one release information guide that describes for all of the Z-Secure products affected, which includes new features, incompatibility warnings, as well as the documentation updates for all the products. Now, the customer can now find the unlicensed information manuals online in the online Z-Secure Information Center, and you'll see I put the link on the slide for you. Now, for the licensed manual, they are considered to be intellectual property, so they must be downloaded from this other site that I have added onto the slide for you. The documentation CD has been enhanced quite a bit, and it will have all of the documentation for all of the products, even if they did not change in the new release. Now, I'll give you an example, such as CICS Toolkit. Well, CICS Toolkit was not affected by the changes that were introduced in ZOS and RACF, but the current manual, which is 1.9.0, is included on the CD. Plus, all of the license documentation is now included on the CD as well. Let's go to the next slide. And that kind of covers, though, what was enhanced in 1.10. It gives you some of the capabilities. We concentrated on 1.10 on currency. There are a lot of changes in the ZOS environment and the RACF environment that were introduced. Some of those are under the covers in the ZOS products, so I didn't necessarily go over such things as configuration changes or file size changes and things like that. But if you do need a complete copy of each individual item, I can certainly supply that for you. Just get in contact with me. On the next slide, learn more about Z-Secure. We've had several webcasts in the past that are available for replay, and I've added those links on this slide for you. You'll see that we've done one as Z-Secure as part of the Security Hub, Command Verifier, and then one that explains Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZDM. So if you have any customers or anything that are interested in those, the MP3 versions are available to be listened to. References is another issue. We have six references that are available on the web for you to use. If you need something in particular or a particular situation, then just send me an email and we'll see what we can do. But we also have a case study from Aviva as well, which is sometimes referred to as Norwich Union. And we do have a very, very detailed case study that they have done with us. And that is also available. Let's see. Under references, if you have a reference that you want to supply me with, you know, you can just send me an email and we can work from there. Let's go to the next slide and let's talk about some of the things that are available in the Resource Center. We have a CCR2 newsletter article on Z-Secure. Now, CCR2 is a newsletter that goes out to all mainframe customers. If you haven't seen a copy of that, here's the link for you. The Z-Secure data sheet, solutions sheets, and white papers are available on the web. Now, remember how I talked about the manuals on the slide before, and remember that some manuals are restricted to only licensed customers. We introduced a red book, or published a red book, back in August of 2008, September 2008, I think is when it actually became GA. I put the link in it for you here, and it is the ZOS Mainframe Security and Audit Management using IBM Tivoli Z-Secure. It goes into details on how to use some of the capabilities in compliance and auditing and risk management. There was another red book that was put out called Enterprise Multi-Platform Auditing, and I put the link in for that also. It mentions in it how Z-Secure is being used to audit multiple platforms. So it's a very good book as well. There's also a red paper available for Tivoli Security and Systems Z. So you, as you can see, we have lots of references for you to go to get more information. If you need something and you can't find it, let us know. So let's go to the next slide, which is actually the last slide in the presentation. And there's some more links on there for you. We have a wiki for security. There's extreme leverage sales kits for those of you who are the salespeople on the call. Now, I want to just take a minute to tell you that we appreciate all of the feedback that you've been giving us over the last year or so, and we hope that you will continue to give us feedback, both from you as well as from your customers. So thank you for your time. Now let's open up for questions. Remember, if you have any technical issues, you can contact me separately. I will now turn it back to the operator.
Thank you, Linda. We'd now like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time that you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. Question 2, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. And our final question, we hope that you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that does conclude our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch tone telephone. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. And at this time, I'll turn the conference back over to Glenda while we wait for questions.
Thank you very much. I realize that that we have both customers as well as our own salespeople on this call. And I wanted to take a moment to let you know that the case study for AVI is available for customers to download, as well as several of the documents that I mentioned and gave references to in the last couple of slides. If there's something that you as a customer cannot get to, please contact your salesperson and they will be able to provide you with that information.
And once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And Ms. Cummings, it appears there are no questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to you for your
question. If everyone will look on the, if you've got the presentation and you have a question, my email address is on the first page of the presentation, so I know some people don't like to ask questions on a call like this, so please feel free, whether you're IBM or a customer, to just send me an email and I'll get back with you. Thanks for your time, and I'll turn it back to the operator.
Thank you, Ms. Cummings. That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for your participation, and have a wonderful day. And ladies, you're in our private post-conference.